Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing, because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website. You can click on and you can listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Friday morning. It's Friday. It's the weekend and it feels great. It's April 27th and it's 7:35 a.m. If you're driving in, we'd just like to remind you, please stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids, school zones. Slow down, get there safely. Y'all, this is the day that everybody lives for. It's Friday. And as I said, it feels great. As we were driving in, it looks like it's another crisp, cool morning. And it looks like it's going to be a really nice day. So we hope that you're having a great morning. You know, this morning I was just thinking, I said, you know, gratitude is at the top of my list today. Just being grateful for all of those small things makes you just appreciate all the things that you have. And I have so many sister friends that are going through so many challenges right now. So many people are experiencing loss. And so, you know what? We just wanted to impress upon you as you're driving in this morning to have an attitude of gratitude. And you know what? Sometimes that attitude has to be cultivated. It's not just a natural thing. Sometimes we have to work on it. And so if you're driving in this morning, maybe think of a couple things that you can be totally grateful for, and it'll make your day so much better. It's Friday, as I said, it's the weekend. We've got a great show coming up. We've got a great play coming to Central Louisiana, Alexandria. It's called Don't Shoot Me, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, plus so much more. You're on point, everybody. We want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to the men responsible for bringing Don't Shoot Me to Alexandria. We're back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It is the weekend, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path with your financial pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, Red River Bank. And then we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can phone Kyle at 318-346-6695. And if you're in Bunkie, he's on Shirley Road. They're also still housed in the Bunkie Shopping Center, still taking care of all of those storm claims. So if you have questions, concerns, or you just need help, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about the playwright and the screenplay, Corey Wissett. The play is Don't Shoot Me, One Girl, One Dream, One Plea. But before we bring up the players for the play, Charles King and Basil Smith are the owners of KS Productions, I want to just give some real, real staggering statistics about bullying. And it's a subject that we're going to probably always be talking about, but it's a subject that really, really bears dialogue. The bullying statistics reveal that it is not a crime that's going away anytime soon, and that approximately, get this, 160,000 students miss school every single day due to fear of being bullied. And according to the most recent bullying statistics, 1 in 7 students in grades K through 12 are either being bullied or they are bullied themselves. And the fact is that revenge for bullying is one of the strongest motivations for school shootings. And when you look at those statistics and you think about how staggering that is, it is critical that we continue as parents, as community leaders, as teachers, as mentors, to talk about this subject. We want to welcome back to the OPT Charles King, Basil Smith, and Corey Wissett. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Corey, good morning. First of all, I want to start by talking about, before we start talking about the play, I want to talk about how Basil Smith and Charles King came together to create this production. Charles, let's start with you.
You know, I met Basil about 10 years ago. We actually worked together. And this dream, we had what we call a utopia dream. The dream was that, you know, him and I was going to meetings out of town. And when we go to meetings, we get a chance to see different communities and see plays in different areas. And, you know, we often talked about having something in this area. You know, we said that we need to bring some of that excitement back to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talked to people around in this town. And one of the things that they tell us is, you know, we need more mm-hmm. things to do in this town. So about 10 years ago, we met this guy named Corey Whitsett. And he had a gospel play, an awesome gospel play. Matter of fact, it was the National Gospel Play of the Year called Guess Who's Coming to Church. And, you know, and Baze and I decided to step out on faith
mm-hmm.
and say, well, you know, let's try to bring this to this town and see how this town is as far as the arts. And we actually brought two productions in one day, which I thought was awesome and kind of risky. But the response was just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I think both productions was just sold out.
And one of the things that I like to talk about, Basil, all the time, and Charles and I were talking about this before the show, is how people's dreams are birthed.
Yeah. You know, that's really important. And I think all of us was birthed because of need. When we talk about how Charles and I got started, I'm a young Christian. I'm active in my church. Charles is a young adult Christian. He's very active in his church, mm-hmm. active in the community. And not only did people tell us it wasn't nothing to do, but they used to tell us, what can a newly saved person do, a new Christian person do
mm-hmm.
In this community? I mean, you know, you give your life to the Lord, you get saved, and then, I mean, you don't want to, per se, we all do social events.
Sure.
I still like to do the black and white balls. My wife like to get dressed up.
Of course.
That. What can we do as young saved people in this community? And Charles and I,
that's
saw
good.
That void.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was no arts for saved people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you wanted to go to, later on we did comedy shows. If you wanted to go to a comedy show, you just had to go and sit through them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I mean, we didn't have no plays, mm-hmm. no theater. And that's how, thank God for Charles, we met Corey.
Wow. And so was it challenging initially, guys, to come together and wondering if the community would embrace what you were doing?
I think it was definitely challenging and risky. But,
mm-hmm.
but still in all, you just got to step out there on faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And basically, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it always is. I tell anybody who want to go into business or want to do something like that, you know, it's always challenging
mm-hmm.
because so much is involved. Before the actual play takes place.
Absolutely.
It's so much involved in
definitely.
And a lot of people really don't understand. They just think that the play just shows up on the date of the play, and there it is.
No, I don't know if Charles is going to hit me across the head, but, you know, just a
he's not going to hit you. I'm not going to let him.
Okay.
I'm not going to let him. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, we keep it real on the OPT. Okay. Go ahead and
but,
say
you know,
it.
And I, even with other producers in town, you know, it's good that we work together and we encourage each
mm-hmm.
other because just the financial risk and the financial
mm-hmm.
piece that,
mm-hmm.
you know, when absolutely. You bring in somebody
absolutely.
To town
absolutely.
And you, like you said, so much goes on before. And we're sitting on pins and needles because we don't know if the public gonna buy tickets.
Right.
And And this is a last-minute market. We know that. So we're accustomed to that. We've been doing this a while, 7-8 years. But sometimes you sit on pins and needles.
And you know what? This is what, DC, I want our listeners to hear and feel. I want you to feel their hearts, because we talk about possibility all the time. And here are two young Christians, two young businessmen, who are stepping out on faith and doing what they love to make our community better, to give us a place to go to have family entertainment, togetherness, but to bring a huge message. And y'all, please hear me. Please hear my heart. We've got to support these kind. Absolutely. We've got to support these kind of ventures, because otherwise you won't have the motivation as businessmen to continue if we don't get the support of the community. Do we need to take a break here? We need to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to bring Corey Wissett into the conversation. We're going to tell you more about the play. We're going to tell you how you can connect with it, why you need to connect with it, and why you need to come out and support. You're on point, everybody, but we're back right after this.
I was addicted to the dark side, somewhere inside my childhood when this my heart died. And even though
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. 6 students, 6 bad decisions, 1 heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. 6 students, 6 bad decisions, 1 heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, There are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Comedian Smallfire.
When you get this word from God, Smallfire, are you fighting? Like, and you said it. What else am I going to talk about? So then where do you go from there? Because you got to change everything that you've been doing. Where do you go from there?
Exactly. I got to change what got me where I was. And so when I come off the tour, you know, you have downtown on a tour in the summer. So I'm going to the comedy club, you know, in Atlanta and St. Louis, Chicago. And I'm doing my jokes. And I start out clean. And I'm trying to do some, talk about my mom and my sisters and my brothers. And they ain't laughing the way I'm used to it. And the promoter looking at me like, I need you to step it up. And I get the stand ovation, I get the money, I get the smile, sign the autograph, and get back to my room. Just beat up, I have no sense of peace.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Y'all know how much we love Avoyelles. Great food, great fun, great activities. Capital One Bank, investing for good. Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. And I say it every single day because it's sad to say that we see a car accident probably daily. If you've been in a car accident, you're not sure what your legal rights are or what you should do. Phone for a free consultation with an attorney that you can trust and that you can rely on. That's Brian Kubero and Associates. And the number to phone is 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about an incredible play that is coming to Peabody Magnet High School on tomorrow. The production company is KS Production, Charles King, Charles R. King. Mrs. King, I am sorry for messing up your husband's name. Please forgive me. And Basil Smith. We're also joined by the playwright, Corey Whitsett. Corey, I want to start with you. I want to talk about how you started writing these incredible plays.
Yeah, I started writing plays when I was 16 years old, and it was out of necessity.
16?
Growing up in my...
Corey, 16. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, 16. Started out in my father's church, and it was out of necessity. We had a Easter program, and they gave us this play, like it was wrote in 1894, and none of the kids wanted to do it. So, and as spiteful, I went home and said, "Okay, well, I can write a better play than this," and I actually did. And we did it at the church, and it was amazing. The outpouring of, you know, compliments and people really enjoyed it, and it really kind of launched me as, okay, this is something I can really do, which is good because my grandfather was a pastor. My father was a pastor. My grandmother was an evangelist.
Wow.
All my uncles were preachers. So my mom always jokes with me. She said, "You wrote plays so you wouldn't be a preacher." Everybody knew I did not want to be a preacher. But I found that in this, and because of my beliefs and because I am a Christian, and that goes into everything I write, the plays has just become my pulpit. So even though I didn't follow directly in my family's footsteps, all of it, training and teaching, does come out of my plays, and that's my pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've continued that line of ministry. I look at it, this is my ministry. This is what God tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And every play I write, even every time I say I'm going to do something commercial and then I'm going to do something to try to, you know, build my fan base, it's something within me would not allow me to do that.
Wow.
And everything I do, it just really stays to the thought, what are people going to take on from this? You know, mm-hmm. entertainment, yeah, that's wonderful. A lot of people are entertainers. Mm-hmm. But when you can entertain and also minister, when you can entertain and also inspire,
right.
those are things that you take with you. You're going to see a great movie. You laugh, you enjoy yourself, you go home. You can't remember it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You go see a great play that has a great message in the ministry. That might change your life.
Absolutely.
So that's where I am as a playwright.
And so I told Charles, I said, I guess I am the metaphor that I love to use is birthing, because I think that it's something that we can all really relate to, because everybody understands that. How was Don't Shoot Me birthed in your spirit?
Well, when I started to write this play, the original reason that I wrote the play was watching the news about this kid in Chicago, and it was a straight-A student, honor student,
mm.
and he was bullied and he was murdered. And that really touched me, because I look back and say, that was me, you know, as I grew mm-hmm. up in Chicago, and I was a very good student. But I also was, you know, a victim of bullying myself. That's mm-hmm. one of the things that I put away in my life. But as I started to research and started to talk about this play, that feeling came out of me. And, you know, I'm 40 years old now. But I can still remember clearly sentences and words that people said to me and things people did to me when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, like they said it yesterday.
Wow.
So those feelings are deep inside of people. And I wanted to really show how words and how actions and how things, you know, the bully doesn't think he's doing anything that's that bad. He just,
right.
you know, for whatever reason, he don't realize the damage that it's causing to that person, but also to himself. So as I started to write this play and these ideas started to come to me, I was sitting there saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Because I was watching the news and everybody saying we should do something. So this is what came to me, because I'm a playwright. This is what I choose to do as a play. What I hope it inspires other people to do is that whatever you do something.
Right.
You know, if we all doing something, then we can help. You may not be a playwright, but you may be a mentor.
Right.
You may not be a, you know, entertainer, but maybe you can get a group of girls and show them, you know, have a girls group or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just to inspire, to birth that. You don't have to sit on the news and wonder what else somebody else can do, but this is something that you can choose to do something as well. So that's what I really hope it births and inspires people that, hey, you know, we all do something. Guess what? Maybe this problem goes away.
Absolutely. And then, Corey, when you get the birth, you see this story in Chicago, and you start the birthing process of writing, mm-hmm. of writing Don't Shoot Me. How is it coming as you're writing it?
Well, my family call me crazy. Because what I do, I will stand in the middle of a room with no paper, and I would start talking to myself as different characters and start just coming up with scenarios and things like that. So uh-huh. I look retarded when I do it. I can't let nobody see that. But actually, this play was really different because I really felt like other people were talking to me, because I went online and I read story after story mm-hmm. after story of bullying, and I read the accounts from the people being bullied and accounts from the bullies. I read court documents and mm-hmm. things like that. And, I mean, the news as well. You know, one of the other characters that spawned from this play was an event that happened in Memphis where it was over the news where there was one school here and it was 50 girls pregnant at that one high school.
Wow.
And
50 girls at one high school.
Right.
Wow.
And that story and that episode became one character. So I sought to find out why these young girls are going out to try to, you know, are getting pregnant. And then it just really hit me is that these young kids are seeking the same thing. A bully is insecure. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that bullies another child, it's usually they're jealous of that child, and they want to bring that person down because mm-hmm. they can't stand to see somebody better than they are.
Right.
And it's just that search of love, that search of, you know, wanting to feel love. A lot of these kids come out of these broken homes mm-hmm. where they may not have that background that, you know, other people are fortunate to have. And it's similar to these young girls who go out and get pregnant. They're looking for love and affection. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're looking in the wrong way, but it's rooted in some kind of, you know, this need to have something. So I looked at all these characters like, these are good kids.
Absolutely.
And they just make bad decisions.
Absolutely.
And they don't really see the consequences of these bad decisions. So what I did was, you know, I wrote this play about these six students at the school. Six good kids, they just made one bad decision, and how those bad decisions kind of fanned out, it can cause catastrophe at this school. I did want to write a play downing children, because you'll lose mm-hmm. the audience quickly if mm-hmm. you say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But I really want to show these are good kids, like everybody's kids. They just made bad decisions, and how those bad decisions could lead to something tragic.
Absolutely. Corey, let me take a quick break here. But I think that you're 100% on point. The play is Don't Shoot Me, One Girl, One Dream, One Plea. And you said it best. All of our kids are really good kids. Y'all, you got to stay on point. We'll be back with more right after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, if you're looking for a gift, not just any gift, but a unique gift, Terra Home is where you must visit. 1355 Peterman Drive. It is just an incredible gift shop. It is worth the drive. I don't care where you are. If you're looking for something for that special person, especially on Mother's Day, but any day, Terra Home is the first place to start. Also, Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit, and they are growing. And if you're birthing your business and you don't know what to do and you need the resources, this is the number that you should phone first. It's 888-215-2373. Aggressive Health Solutions. Not only do they specialize in specialty medical equipment, but if you have had breast surgery like many women have and you need the right prosthesis and the right bra, Helen Villada and her team at Aggressive Health Solutions are there to help you through the process. Their number is 318-445-4733. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life. Plus, get specialized channels. Get what works for you and your family. And get the best savings. The number to phone for Get Wired Satellites is 318-767-2220. And St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Charles King, Basil Smith, and the playwright, Corey Whitsett. The play is called Don't Shoot Me, One Girl, One Dream, One Play. And, you know, before we went to the break, and I was saying to the gentleman in the studio that it is our vision to really, really help our listeners to see the dreams of others, because it speaks again to that word possibility. And so what we want to talk about next, Corey, is as you're going through this process, we were talking about how kids are innately good. They're born good, but things happen. And you said that was really a motif that you really explore in the play. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. The play, you know, when I was reading a lot of materials about school shootings, there would always be one person, no matter what that kid did, that said, I would have never thought that kid would do that. He didn't seem like that kind of kid. So someone always sees these kids as just children. Sometimes you don't see the pain they're going through. You don't see their problems. But I've never read once where they say, yeah, I really thought this kid was going to do this one day.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, this kid would never do that. So it always, it stood out to me like they are really good kids. And what would drive somebody to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to explore in the play, is not to, you know, portray any bad children. You know, the,
right.
even a bully in the play, you see in the play why he's a bully and why mm-hmm. he's doing some of the things he's doing. And even the person that's selling drugs in the play, you actually see why they're doing it, because that's just as important as what they're doing, is why they're doing it. So this play not only shows these kids what they're doing, but it goes back and shows why.
And
when a young girl is approached to do something she really don't want to do, and but then you see why she made that decision. So that's what I really want to get at. I don't want to, you know, the facade or
mm-hmm.
put up the face of just these some bad kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily disidentify yourself with them. If
mm-hmm.
a child is watching this play and they see this bad kid, they won't associate with that person.
Right.
They'll say, okay, well, that's somebody else because that's not like me. But no, I want to show characters just like any typical teenager
mm-hmm.
that's approached with a choice. Each of them have a choice in the play, these six students, and they can choose the right or the wrong way. And this play just shows the consequences if they choose the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just like all of us, we all made mistakes. I've made plenty of mistakes.
Sure.
In my life, and when I, you know, have to discipline my children, I have to take that into consideration. Like, yes, these kids are going to make mistakes just like I did, but how do we go from there? The mistakes I made have birthed this play,
mm-hmm.
you know, years ago. And the mistakes my children, you know, make, I'm really hoping that I can even help them with this play. So that's my goal, is not to put children down, but
mm-hmm.
actually to empower them by showing, you know, one choice. So if I do one thing different, I could possibly save a life. I could possibly change a life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done within the story. And the play is really entertaining, but it grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
And the entertainment is just to open you up a little bit so the play grabs you and we can put the truth in there and we can save lives. That's my goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were talking about the characters in the play and how they were birthed, what we really hear is that as parents, as teachers, as community members, we really need to have a humility for the bully. Because what we really are coming to understand just through this conversation is that bullies are bullies for a reason.
Right.
You know, that there is something internal that's going on that is perpetuating this behavior.
Right. And it's based on a lot of insecurity. You know, was bullied in high school. You know, I had really bad acne and it was constant. It was verbal abuse, but it was also physical
mm-hmm.
abuse. But I remember after I got older and it was my 15 year high school reunion, I saw one of the guys that, you know how you can't remember good things people do to you, but you can remember
mm-hmm.
every bad thing about
mm-hmm.
it. And I sat
mm-hmm.
there and I looked at this guy and I was filming, you know, and I was sitting there looking at him. And
15 years later,
yeah. And the guy came up to me and he hugged me and like held, you know, his hand
oh.
up. And it wasn't like he also felt that way. So whatever he was doing back then was temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever temporary satisfaction
mm-hmm.
he got out of that, to see my reaction and make him feel better about that temporary situation. But they don't hold on to that. So a bully being a bully is not something that will affect you for the rest of your life. Being bullied will affect you.
Mm-hmm.
So being a bully is temporary satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't become and stay bullies their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
High school is hard and trying to fit in.
Right.
Just like the victim of a bullying. A bully may be just trying to fit in but if you catch them alone and they don't have the support
right.
of other kids, they're wimps. But
mm-hmm.
nowadays, the bullying is cyber. So
exactly.
they not only have the support of the kids around them, but they have the internet support. They have Facebook
right.
support. And now they can back that up because when I was young, I was always told if somebody bully you, catch them by themselves and see how much they
uh-huh.
don't bully.
Now, Corey, I've got to ask you. Now, some 15 years later, did you let it go? Were you able to let it go?
Actually, writing this play was like my love letter to myself. And this is when I really kind of finally, like, released a lot of those feelings, because I didn't really think it bothered me as much as it did until I started writing this play. And, you know, I was sitting there in some parts with tears in my eyes, because I felt like I was releasing some of these feelings that bothered me. You know, 20 years later, you don't think, you know, when you start to relive something that you remember it so clearly. I mean, I started to remember actual conversations and and times when I've run from bullies and things like that. So I know the power and the pain that comes from that, and that's what I poured into this play. So after I got that out, it's like I took a breath and said, you know, that doesn't define me anymore.
That's right. This was a spiritual catharsis for you, it sounds like.
Oh, yes. It was a definitely needed breakthrough. And again, it was sparked by seeing that young kid that, you know, reminded me of myself that actually died, because, you know, who knows what that person would have become in their life.
Absolutely.
They could have been president. They could have been a doctor. They could have found a cure to cancer, but that person's gone now.
Absolutely. Corey, let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Hey, you know how I remind you guys every single morning to slow down through those school zones. Watch out for our school kids and our school buses. Well, we just had a bus driver call in, Pastor Reverend Tenney, and he said, you know what? Just tell those people to slow down. You know, we get so aggressive. We get so aggressive in the morning. And I am telling you, if you're late, you're going to still be late. So you might as well slow down. Our kids are our greatest commodity. And you know what? It just makes sense to slow down. You can't hurry the school bus, okay? So please slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you get there safe. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The credit union with a heart. Excellent, excellent, excellent. If you're looking for a credit union, look no further than Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa's always on point. There is probably nobody in Alexandria and the Twin Cities that knows more about insurance, that's more engaged, that cares more about this community and insurance than Rosa Fields. Phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts. The number's 318-445-4582. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to hicksandhasit.com.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions and find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmont Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Monroeville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River. Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, we're talking this morning to Basil Smith and Charles King and playwright Corey Randolph Woodsett, award-winning playwright. And, you know, we've been advertising the play for the last few weeks, and we've been, you know, just encouraging you. And when you hear these young men's hearts and you understand really what we're trying to do here, we just hope that it will impress upon every church, every school, every parent, every family to go out and be the change that you want to see. And Basil, I know you wanted to really, really talk to those churches especially.
I really did. Our churches are, we're in a little bit different situation because we have that infrastructure. We have Sunday school, mm-hmm. and we have that vacation Bible school, and we have all of those avenues. Now, I'll tell people, like I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, this play won't solve your problem.
Right.
But what it'll start doing, it'll start you to talking about mm-hmm. it. It'll start you, I mean, you see those kids in Sunday school every Sunday. I remember my Sunday school teacher, Henry Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those kids in Sunday school. You see them in vacation school. So you notice those changes. You notice the young girls who were straight-A student who wanted to be a cheerleader.
Right.
All of a sudden, maybe grades still the same, but she don't want to be a cheerleader.
She's sort of regressing. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Another spin to that, Basil, is are we really noticing the changes? Are we really seeing our kids?
Well, and I think that's what this play it should do. It's going to start that, you know. It start that dialogue. Because you said when you came on, 160,000 kids mm-hmm. in this country miss school every day
mm-hmm.
because they're being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those 160,000 kids live in Alexandria, Pineville,
absolutely,
Central Louisiana.
And surrounding areas. But even bigger than this,
okay.
even bigger than this, listen to this. It says a bully is 5 times more likely to have a serious criminal record when he grows up.
So we deal with this. And they live here, and they're from our mm-hmm. community. And like Corey said, they're good kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is, and I've been pushing this church groups, you know, pastors and youth pastors, you know, come with some kids from the
mm-hmm.
church. That way next week you can talk to them. Are you getting, what's going on with you? Why you don't want to, you know,
right.
why you don't want to be a cheerleader anymore? Well, they call me, who calling you fat? You know,
right.
And we get bullied, and the kids are getting bullied, but what this will do is open that communication up. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to, I mean, my dad always tell me, I want to know it before it comes. I don't want to be shocked on it.
Right.
It'll open that communication up with the kids. And also, you know, my pastor's Lionel Smith, and he tells me a lot. But, you know, what it does is it makes me as one of the youth pastors or pastors in the church, where the kids feel like I ain't a little God.
Mm-hmm.
They can come tell me.
Right.
Look, I'm not feeling as confident about myself. Maybe
mm-hmm.
I'm getting teased or getting picked on about weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting teased and picked on because and I thought about some of the different things. You know, I'm maybe tall and
mm-hmm.
I don't like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling me, you know,
mm-hmm.
Names about that.
Exactly.
You know? So that's what we're trying to do.
More than that, Basil, I think as parents and teachers and community leaders and pastors, we can't accept bullying because for so long, it was this adage that kids will be kids, boys will be boys, and we have to really send a clear message that this is unacceptable. And when we look at the longevity that words have in people's lives, we know that these kinds of incidents change lives.
That's right. And so what we're going to do is, and like Corey talked about the situation in Chicago, and we talked about the different situations, is we want to catch this thing before
mm-hmm.
one of our kids is harassed to the end that they take their own life.
Or before we're on the news talking about a school shooting.
Exactly. We want to get it first. We want to see, you know, you seeing this aggressive behavior in a kid,
mm-hmm.
And you're seeing aggressive behavior, and that way you open this line of communication up. And that's why we're really appealing to other schools,
mm-hmm.
but church groups. And churches, we have that biblical teaching that when they saying, look, don't let nobody tell you. You what God made you, and he made you the very best.
Absolutely.
You know?
Charles, talk about your feelings about the play.
You know, I think it's awesome that, you know, we get
kids involved, but also I think parents need to be aware that we want the parents to come out also. Mm-hmm. I think this is a awesome opportunity to send out a message, mm-hmm. but this message is even more awesome if the parents are with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I on my day-to-day job, I do parenting, and I have the opportunity to see just how tough parenting is. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the people that I actually actually do the classes to, they think that I'm an expert in parenting, but I'm not. I go through the same growing pains that they go through on a daily mm-hmm. basis. You know, so the message is clear in this mm-hmm. place. This is a must see, and we definitely want parents to mm-hmm. to come out with their kids.
Absolutely. Do you see it? Okay. And so, Corey, what are you hoping in terms of this play and it going back around schools? What are you hoping to see, especially this weekend, this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm really hoping those kids that are being bullied and those kids who are making decisions to be a bully or to do drugs or to drink or to mm-hmm. have premarital sex, that they really look at the consequences. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that the parents that come with them can see the things that these kids are going through that they may not talk to you about, but maybe they'll go home and say, what did you think about that one character? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, that child is really talking about themselves, mm-hmm. but they're able to express themselves through this particular play.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm really hoping. Families are coming together and we understand our children a little bit better.
Incredible.
And also, I really hope it inspires other people out there to say, hey, you know, I can do something too. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all do something to try to get rid of this problem that we have.
Absolutely. And what we can do, we should do. And when we look at another statistic, 20% of high school students say that they have seriously considered suicide within the last 12 months, and this is statistics coming from the bullying statistic website. So, DC, a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. And let me just take this opportunity to thank Mr. Corey Woodsett for bringing the play here, but most importantly, Charles and Basil for giving us the opportunity to showcase what they're doing here at On Point Talk, because we know, and I know as a business person, it takes a lot of upfront money to bring stuff like this. So we would like to impress upon the community that you need to go out and support these types of events when folks are making these types of investments to try to invest in your kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it is very important for the Sinla area that we support these types of situations. So also, once again, just thanks, guys. We appreciate mm-hmm. it. Like I said, we appreciate y'all trusting us with helping to get that word out to the community. Thanks again.
Absolutely. And let me just say, Corey, that your vision and your work is absolutely incredible. The play is called Don't Shoot Me, One Girl, One Dream, One Plea. It's happening this Saturday, April the 28th at Peabody High School. It's only $10. And I don't know where you can go for $10 to have such an incredible message, come together as a community and as a people to talk about a worldwide, a nationwide issue. It's all about consequences. There are good consequences and there are bad consequences, and it will open up dialogue. Gentlemen, I want to thank Charles King. I want to thank Basil Smith and Corey Woodsett. We want to thank you guys all for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning.
Jumping music, slick DJs, fog machines, and laser rays. Look at weekend cuz. Because weekends were.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You already know it's the weekend, and yes, it's made for fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we're excited. It's going to be a great weekend, starting with the play, Don't Shoot Me.
Don't Shoot Me.
Don't Shoot Me. You got to be there. It's happening at Peabody Magnet High School, April 28th. That's Saturday. Be there in the place, 7 o'clock. Do you see? It's the weekend. We're excited.
Yeah, yeah.
We're ready to get it crunk. Hey, is that still a word, crunk?
Crank it up.
Crank it up. All right, y'all. You're on point, everybody.
You're on point.
Yes, indeed.
Corlette Christmas.
We love it.
The OPT Network.
I can't wait. It's the weekend.
Look at
there.
Weekend, cuz.
It's made for fun. All right, we're gonna. I'm gonna step aside real quick, DC, and we're gonna do some things, and we'll be back right after this.
Lynette Hazelton, Marketing Director for Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Good morning, I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapides Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hello, I am Erica Johnson with Kmart in Pineville, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hi, I'm Robin Cooper, Corporate Communications Representative at CLECO, and I listen to On Point Talk Radio with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Carla Perry, Sales Manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McMickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, attorney at law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Linda Cooper of Southwest Talent Productions, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, Administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Laurie DeShell with the American Heart Association, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campo, Marketing Director with Guardian Hospice, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Octavia Jackson Williams, Office Administrator for MedExpress Ambulance Service, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with my dear friend, Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, Managing Partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Johnny Venardo, President of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Stacy Paradan, Technical Director of Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute's Vascular Lab, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Laura Bryan, Bank Officer with First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Egypt is the place to be. Egypt. Pyramids are also shiny. Egypt. The women here are also cute. Egypt. The freaks are on the floor now.
Egypt. Hello, I'm Carla George with Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Evelyn Jones with Red River Bank, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, Business Manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Deacon Jones, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless her.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. I don't know about you, DC, but I am literally on my feet. It feels good on Friday.
Yeah.
And you know what? I almost hate to see the week come to a close. I know it's the day that we all love to love. We hope that you've had a great week. We certainly have had an incredible week, and we look to get better and better every week. And we want to thank you for all of your phone calls, emails, and text messages. We really, really pulled at some heartstrings this week. And you know what? This is what we got to do. We've got to continue to open up dialogue so that we can all get better. And I think Corey said it best. It's about living your dream. It's about encouraging people, you know, to birth whatever it is that lies within you, to bring it into fruition. And you know, I love what Jermaine Basil said at the 17th annual Jazz on the River. She said, we all have talent.
That's right.
And whatever that is, we hope that you will get to work at it. There's somebody that was listening to Corey, DC, I know, that has pages and pages of written plays,
pages,
and poems and great writings. And you know what? It's time to get to work. And that's what we want to inspire you to do every single morning. Get to work. Start figuring out what that talent is and begin the birthing process, because you know what? It's like Corey said, each and every one of us has something. Each and every one of us can do something. And we hope more than anything that when you join the OPT network every single morning, that that's what you'll walk away from. We hope that you have had a great week. We certainly have. It's so great. I'm standing literally on my feet. This is absolutely not work for us at all. This is our passion. This is my other great love. I'm looking at my first great love sitting over there working hard making sure that we do what we do every single day. And for that, David Christmas, I thank you.
Yeah.
Your brilliance, your attention to detail, it amazes me every single day. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. So much gratitude.
Thank you.
Because it takes so much to power what we do. It's just as Charles and Basil said, you know what? It takes a lot to do what everybody does. And so we want to encourage you to go out and support the play. Support these men that are trying to be the change that they want to see in their community.
Yeah.
Again, Charles, Basil, Corey, we thank you guys for being the change that you want to see. Thank you for joining us again. And thank all of you for being a part of the OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget,